It's a deal the African Union is calling a new dawn. A surprise agreement between the Ethiopian government and the Tigray forces could halt the two-year-long civil war in the country that has killed thousands and created widespread famine. The deal should allow deliveries of food and medicine to resume, critical at a time when an estimated 90% of people in the northern Tigray region face serious food insecurity, including a third of the children there. But will the deal hold? Let's bring in Larry Madowo. He's covering the story from Nairobi, Kenya for CNN. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
So let's start with the agreement. We know that previous ceasefires have not held, most recently the one in August, but this time the deal has gone a little further. Tell us about what both sides are agreeing to do now.
They are formally agreeing to a cessation of hostilities and, crucially, a systematic, orderly, smooth, and coordinated disarmament, a restoration of law and order, restoring services to Tigray, unhindered access to humanitarian supplies, and protecting civilians, especially vulnerable groups that have suffered so much in Tigray. This conflict has been running for 2 years, and in that time, thousands of people have died, more than 1 million people have been displaced, and for most of that period as well, Tigray has had an essential blockade where banking and communication and most other essential services were unavailable. So that has led to a situation that has been a humanitarian catastrophe for months. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying they will try and do all that.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called the deal, quote, a welcome first step. But there is some skepticism, as you know. One of the worries is that Eritrean troops fighting alongside the government were not present at the talks at all. Tell us why that matters.
Eritrea is the elephant in the room that was not a party to these talks. And Eritrean troops have been in Tigray, and CNN, we've been reporting on this extensively, supporting the Ethiopian troops that have been fighting against the Tigray People's Liberation Front. And the fact that they were not a party to these talks and therefore did not agree to the cessation hostilities brings a big question mark. If they will agree to leave Tigray, if they will agree to respect what the parties agreed to in Pretoria in South Africa, we just don't know. And especially because Eritrea is not a country that's known for respecting international law. It is a largely closed country. So there is just no telling what the consequence of this cessation of hostilities will have on the Eritrean involvement in this conflict, and if that might mean that it all falls apart.
Mm. Talk more about some of the violence, even the ethnic cleansing that's gone on throughout this war, largely blamed on Eritrea.
There have been unspeakable atrocities committed during this two-year conflict by, to be fair, both sides. There's been reports carried out by the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission, by the UN Human Rights Commission, that have called out the Ethiopian government, that have called out the Tigray People's Liberation Front, but especially have singled out Eritrean troops for some of the worst brutality that we have seen there. Use of rape as a weapon of war, starvation, and other moves that would be considered against international law that are not acceptable in conflict situations. And there has been no accountability for this. This agreement signed between Ethiopia and the TPLF does not mention if there will be an independent investigation, if there will be any sort of accountability. And that's one of the concessions probably that had to be agreed to move forward with this. Mm.
We know that the Tigray region in Ethiopia has been cut off essentially from the outside world for most of the past 2 years. Hospitals are without supplies. Electricity, phone, internet service has been almost non-existent. Tell us what we can expect on the ground now.
Even though the parties agreed a long way off from Ethiopia in Pretoria in South Africa to restore services and to essentially begin to undo all of the blockade, we don't have timelines, so we don't know when there will be restoration of banking and electricity and communication and flights and reopening of roads. Right now, one of the most critical things is making sure that humanitarian supplies get to the people that need it. This region in the north of Ethiopia, Tigray, has been facing a humanitarian catastrophe, and aid agencies have had trouble getting access to reach the people that are most in need. There are thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands of children who are in famine-like conditions, who are at risk of starvation if they don't get immediate nutrition supplies, food. Hopefully, there will be a way that schools can reopen, that life can go back to normal in Tigray, but there are no timelines to this. That is why the parties have agreed that there needs to be international vigilance and monitoring to make sure that whatever was agreed at during this cessation of hostilities is actually implemented, because the big question will be the implementation.
That's CNN's Larry Madowo. He's covering the Ethiopian ceasefire with the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. Larry, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jane.